Hello, everybody. I'm Crennan Prophet. You are tuned into Locker Room Chats Week 4, and we got this locomotive in motion as we are talking to the head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, John Pelino. Coach, you took a loss last week after coming off your strong win over Pleasant Ridge 14-0, and your offense produced another 14 points again. But what were some of the key takeaways from last week's game against Valley Heights?
Yeah, we just got to, key takeaways. We just got to tighten things up. We got to execute better. Execution is about all. If we can execute, we'd probably be looking at a different score here.
Well, Colby Widmeyer scored both of your touchdowns. He scored both of your touchdowns last week. Of course, he had some help getting set up on one of them from Cooper Everly on an interception return. But, hey, Colby Widmeyer's been a great player for you week in, week out, just one of your two seniors on this team other than Cooper Everly. Kind of tell me about this player and how this year's gone on, how he's gotten better and how he's helped the team, and then just his overall presence.
He's a heck of a kid. He does the right thing in the classroom. He does the right thing outside of the classroom. He does the right thing in the football field. He also did the right thing in our this summer. We had a weights program where the kids get their names painted on the wall this year for if they didn't miss a single day of attendance. And Kelby Windmeyer was consistent in the weight room this year, and his leadership is invaluable. And he's a heck of a kid to have around. It's gonna hurt to lose him next year.
We talk about leadership. Let's talk about Colter Peterson. He's your quarterback. You told me that he came in last week to run this offense. Do you feel that he's gotten more comfortable? And what have you seen from Cooper Everly as well as you've moved him back to that wide receiver position?
He does a job out there. He's got strong hands. He's got a good knack for getting open. We got to get the ball to him a little bit more this week is kind of the plan. And, Colter's grown into his own. Colter will probably be our guy next year, barring somebody better comes in or something happens to him. But, he's comfortable. He's good presence inside the huddle, and Cooper's a good guy to get open. We're going to hopefully try to get the ball to him a little more this week, try to throw the ball a little more and open it up a little bit so our run game could pick up.
Well, as you mentioned, we got a pretty young class here for Donovan West, only two seniors, and last year he had no seniors. So how do you feel like the underclassmen have performed and gotten better week after week and how they might even go going forward this year?
They come every week bought in and ready to go. They, under the leadership of the two seniors that come in and work their tail off, the young class there, we got a good freshman class that's here and then a great freshman class coming next year. And the juniors this year, they kind of anchor our, non-skill positions, a lot of our offensive line comes from the juniors and, they're growing, they're learning, they're getting better. It's just a process, and we're in the rough part of the process, but you got to love the process before you get the results.
We'll have more results here in the second half of this segment. I'm Crittenden Prophet here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, set to continue Locker Room Chats week number 4. Hello, everyone. You are tuned into the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Coach John Pelino of the Donovan West Mustangs. And Coach, we just talked about how Colter Peterson did last week for you at quarterback. What's the expectations for him as you take on the Centralia Panthers this week, which will be your last game in the TVL?
Just to stay calm and be the leader he's been. Be the quiet, lead-by-example kind of guy he's been and keep everybody calm and keep everybody moving. That's what he brings to the table is his demeanor, his attitude, the way he works. He doesn't have to lead you with words. He leads you with his actions, and he's this week we just expect the same thing out of him. Hey, just keep him calm and keep doing what we do, and, eventually it'll break.
Well, you've seen a lot of leadership also from Kelby Windmeyer, back-to-back games where he scores two touchdowns. Elaborate with me on how he's going to do this week and just, what role he's going to play. But also talk about that offensive line, being able to set up blocks for him and really help him push his way into the end zone.
Kelby, week in, week out, we put a lot on him. He's our guy. He's one of the fastest kids in the state, and he ripped that 81-yarder off last week, and nobody can keep up with him. And, we just get the ball in his hands. That's been kind of the motto all year, give the ball to Kelby and let him work. And, that offensive line, they're coming into their own. They're getting better firing off the ball, getting better. Our practices are probably comparable to a youth football program. It's fundamentals week in and week out. So, and they're learning, they're getting better, and it's just, that's where we're at. That's a part of the process we're in. It's just fundamentals and rebuilding.
What are some final keys and notes offensively or defensively here when you take on your last league opponent in Centralia this Friday?
Defensively, they got that single wing offense that is very effective. They're very good at it. They've been running it for years. We're just hopefully going to the goal is just, you know, take care, do your job. Do your job, be where you're supposed to be. And then offensively, you know, they fly around the ball. They're not huge, but they're always around the ball, Centralia. And, you know, hopefully these young guys on this offensive line, you know, can get some get themselves where they need to be and help Kelby, you know, get a few more scores, hopefully.
This has been our Donovan West Locker Room Chats here on KNZA, the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Kareem Prophet alongside Coach John Plino. This Locker Room Chats is sponsored by Budina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.